You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
This is Ken Stringfellow of the Posies, Big Star, etc., and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative and cinematic experiences, presenting The Witching Hour, a series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the alluring and terrifying. This month, playing Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Us, and The Hills Have Eyes, every Wednesday night. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
We'll be right back. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Will he do it? Yes, he will. He'll do that thing. Yes, he will. Hey, beloveds, good morning. God bless you. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're here with me on WGXC, The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere right here, right now with me on WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org online. This is where we come and have a good, good time with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Don't you know? Yes, that's what we do. We do that for you. Amen. With you in mind all the time. Listen, we say farewell to that wonderful woman of God. That was Mother Mosey Burks, and she was the main lead soloist singer for the Mississippi Mass Choir. She went on from labor to reward July 7th at the age of 92, beloved. Amen. And so we celebrate her. We thank God for her gift and her life and her legacy and her light that still shines bright even through the music that she lifted up. She has some albums out there. Mother Mosey Burks, well done, and God bless you. Rest in paradise. Amen. And also, recently, the passing of Jimmy Swaggart. I was neglectful in mentioning him last week. Jimmy Swaggart, he was a televangelist and also a gospel artist, and he had a footprint in my faith foundation back in the early 80s when I used to watch his programs on television and, you know, hear about the goodness of God. Amen. And even though he had some very public struggles in his journey, he returned with a full resolve, a decision to follow Jesus with no turning back. And so he continued. And, you know, I thank God, and I would be remiss not to mention that the imprint that, you know, his ministry and teaching back there in the 80s had on my life. He had millions of followers, millions of people who he led to the Lord, millions of people he poured into. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned in my Christian journey, beloved, is my faith walk in God and probably for you too, is it's like eating chicken. Hallelujah. You know, you eat the meat and you throw away the bones, right? That which doesn't work for you, that which won't feed you, that which could hurt you, you just throw that away. But you take the good. Amen. And so we thank God for that. I was reading this morning, beloved. I got the music. Yes, I do. But I was reading this morning in our ministry on, you know, we have a conference line every morning, except for Saturday, 6 days a week at 7:30. Well, we come together on phone and we worship the Lord, we praise him and we sing, we pray together, we read scripture together, we get inspiration from our devotional readings together. And so this morning, our calendar focus verses were in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. And I really feel led to read that for your hearing today, lest some of us, you know, can't figure out what's going on, or some of us may have no clue, hallelujah, about what to do in terms of being parents. We got a book, and we're in this book. I think we're going to be doing something in the fall with this book, Do Your Children Believe? Yeah, God wants our children to know him too and to believe, and it's just a joy when our children grow up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, and they love him, and they seek him, and they serve him. Long time ago, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said he was putting in children what they were going to need for the world they were coming into. And so they would negotiate and they would debate and they would analyze and they would criticize. He said, but I was putting into them what they need. And if you raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, you will have mighty men and women of God on your hands. If you fail to do that, you may have hell on your hands, but I'm giving them what they need for the world they're going to come into. And this is so true. I've seen it play out, and this was just decades ago that I got that word from the Lord. But I want to share this word that was given millenniums before that, the great commandment in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verses 1 to 7. It says, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it, that you might fear the Lord your God and keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your children and your children's children, all the days of your life, and that their days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O people of God Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, in the land that flows with milk and honey. Hear, people of God, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Amen. Hallelujah. God is serious about his word, beloved. Amen. And he promises to it too. He offers us some good if we just do like it say do. How about that? Amen. So praise the Lord, beloved. We live in a time, it's a challenging time to share the faith and spread the faith, but we have a role and a responsibility, a right, amen, even a command and a mandate to share God with our children. And people say, well, I'll let them make up their mind, you know, when they grow up and things like that. But God has a different view on it, and he tells us to train them up in the way they should go so that when they get old, they don't depart from it. How about that? Amen. It's all right with me. Hallelujah. Broke some generational curses and outran some familiar spirits, dog in my family line. Praise the Lord by doing it the way God told me to do it. So I'm just passing that on this morning. How about that? Amen. And the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, we got work to do. Praise the Lord. I think somebody dropped the ball. We got folks out here talking about people that are getting Medicaid and need to go out there and work in the fields. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Somebody dropped the ball on sharing that word of God. But we're going to keep passing it, hallelujah, and bringing it till people get it. Are you with me? Say amen. I'm still here, beloved. Through it all, through the journey. And so are the Williams brothers. The music that lives on, bringing light and life. Hallelujah. Amen. Still here.
I like that, y'all.
I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble,
yeah.
But I'm still here. Bruises, I've taken my lumps and but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen, through it all, I made it through another day. Can anybody relate to that tonight? I made it, yeah.
I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Now, I know somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now.
Lied on, many times I've been lied on.
Yeah.
But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Burdens,
I had to bear so many burdens,
but I'm still here, yes. Dark days, I've had my share of dark days, but
day's journey. Woo! God kept me here.
I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it. God kept me here.
Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen.
Yeah.
It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need. Standing right there just to see about me. His arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no. I made it. Oh,
God kept me here.
And I just want y'all to know that tonight, I made it.
Well, yes, I made it.
I'm still here.
But
a lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight. But I made it by the grace of God, yo.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here. Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometime, tossing and turning.
All night long. Yes,
have anybody
I made
ever had to lay awake all night long sometime?
I'm still here.
Tears in your eyes, wondering what the next day was gonna bring. But God, I kept it all the way. Yes, he did.
Yes, I made
you made it through your trials. You're still here tonight. Come on and let me see those hands there tonight. I made it.
I'm still here,
y'all.
the Lord. Somebody say thank you, God. Come on. Somebody say thank you, God. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Sing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Bless you, bless you, bless you, God. We give you thanks right here on WGXC. We thanking you, God, this morning, and we'll thank you forever. Hallelujah. Couldn't do it without you. Thank you for the sunshine and the rain, the good times and the pain. Thank you for it all, God. Thank you. This is WGXC. We're listener-supported radio for listeners with open ears. This is Pastor Kim of Overcomer Ministries International Church, and I am your perpetual optimist. I'm here to say there is a bright side somewhere. You hang on in there. Don't quit in the dip. Nah, don't do that. We got you. God's got your back. Yes, beloved, you just hang on in there. He's still here, and he's still there, and he's everywhere. He sees, he knows, and he cares. I got another song for you, and then after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So I hope you'll stay as we go before the Lord with a word. Hallelujah for the soul. Amen. And our next up, hallelujah, our next up is another blessing. You looking for another blessing? I could use another blessing. God's got a blessing with your name on it. This is Melvin and Lee Williams. Another blessing. Ooh-wee.
Take a little time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me say this. Woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent me. my way. They say, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told old death, you told it to get back and behave.
Seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. On wide open, he always welcomed. My legs and I can walk. I got the tongue, y'all, and I can talk. Even the air that I receive. I got my lungs and I can breathe. When I look around, I can see all the blessings he's given to me. Bless my family and they're doing fine.
Another blessing, ooh wee, another blessing, amen, another blessing and another blessing and another blessing, all the blessings I can get, all the blessings my heart can hold, all the blessings that make a way where there seem to be no way. God, send the blessings, send them on down, send them on down, amen, somebody, huh? Listen, I'm here with my spiritual social commentary for today. And beloved, yes, I know what's going on. I see what they say and some of what God show, amen. And I know that we in some double D days. We in some double D days. But praise be to God. There's a word for the Lord. There's a word from the Lord, amen. A word to the Lord is, Lord, have mercy. I want to talk about good trouble today. On Thursday, June 17th, it will be the anniversary of the birth of one of our civil rights heroes. I got involved with the civil rights movement as a young man, a college student, and went on and dedicated his life to serving this nation as a congressman. And he had a line, a catchphrase that has taken a life of its own, and it is that is good trouble. Amen. Sometimes it's just necessary to have good trouble. Bad times call for good trouble. Amen. And, you know, when I look in the scriptures, beloved, I see that the world and nations and governments and kingdoms have been here before. They've been here before in the kind of thing. We didn't think we'd be going through it for sure. We've been in my lifetime and in several lifetimes, several generations. We've been able to look at, you know, some things that were going on in other parts of the world. But we never thought it would be that way for us here. I was grieved to see troops of agents with masks on, reminded some of us of the days when the KKK would descend on communities with these hoods on their faces, covering and hiding themselves. And, you know, we have these images coming across our news feeds, and it's very troubling, right? But so is a call for good trouble. Amen. There's a call for good trouble today. John Lewis hit it on the head. In Amos chapter 5 and verse 24, it talks about, well, the whole book of that chapter in 24, Amos chapter 5, that whole chapter is God calling the nation to repent. To repentance, beloved. Check it out. And in verse 24, some of us are very familiar with this particular verse. It says, "But let justice roll on like a river, and righteousness like a never-failing stream." In the Word of God, we hear this call for a good trouble. Amen. For repentance and to stand up, step up, and speak up. The call to good trouble is a call of the Spirit of the living God. Amen. It was a call that Congressman John Lewis heard and so many others in the Word. In a world that was wrestling then and is wrestling now with injustice and inequity, silence in the face of suffering, we must remember that good trouble is not just a protest, it is prophetic. Good trouble is the spiritual inheritance of those who refuse to let wrong go unchallenged and righteousness go undone. There is a legacy of good trouble in the scriptures, beloved. From Genesis to Revelation, our Bible is filled with people who got into good trouble. Mm-hmm. Moses, he defied Pharaoh, not just for freedom, but to challenge a system that devalued life. Esther, she broke with protocol and risked her life to save her people. And Jesus, well, he went in the temple and he flipped tables. He called out hypocrisy and he declared the poor blessed and captives free. Beloved, these weren't just petty rebellions. It was holy resistance. Each act was rooted in God's demand for justice and truth. And when you act in line with God's righteousness, you may disturb the peace of the powerful, but you align yourself with the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Beloved, the purpose of good trouble. There is a purpose for good trouble. The late John Lewis said, "Never ever be afraid to make some noise and get in good trouble, necessary trouble." Why? Because silence in the face of evil is complicity, beloved. Amen. I say it again. Silence in the face of evil is complicity. Hallelujah. Good trouble wakes up the conscience of sleeping society. And Martin Luther King, he put it this way. He said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." Let me add this. It does not bend itself or by itself. It bends when ordinary people with extraordinary faith put their hands on it, when they march and they vote and they speak out, when they organize and pray, when they preach and show up again and again. Good trouble isn't just confrontation. It is construction. It tears down the systems of oppression so we can build communities of compassion. Good trouble is spirit-led, beloved. Don't miss this. Good trouble is not reckless. It is spirit-led. In Acts 17, verse 6, the early Christians were accused of turning the world upside down. Why? Because they proclaimed a gospel that threatened the status quo of empire and exposed the emptiness of idols. Really, they weren't turning the world upside down. They were setting it right side up. And today, we need believers. Yes, beloved, we need believers who won't settle for the appearance of peace while injustice thrives beneath the surface. We need spirit-filled men and women who will pray with their feet, who will fast from apathy, and who will speak with the boldness of the prophets. Good trouble lives on, and it lives on in us. And here's the good news. Good trouble didn't die with Dr. King. It didn't retire and die with John Lewis. It lives on. It lives on in us. It lives on in the teacher who refuses to let children be written off because of their zip code. It lives on in the parent who teaches their child that black is beautiful, that dignity is non-negotiable, and that faith must be active. It lives on in the preacher who refuses to be popular at the expense of being prophetic. It lives on in the church that opens its doors to the homeless, the hurting, the left out, and the locked up. Good trouble lives on every time we choose courage over comfort and justice over convenience. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. We're living in a time where, amen, it's necessary, hallelujah, to be in a little bit of good trouble. And hallelujah, there's an issue, hallelujah, a dangerous shift in the rule of law. Praise the Lord. When Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Jackson warns that by limiting courts from issuing universal nationwide injunctions, the majority grants the executive leeway to enforce potentially unconstitutional policies. Amen. This is an existential threat to the rule of law. Ah, Lord, necessary good trouble, beloved. Burden on individuals. There are burdens on individuals, especially the poor and the marginalized. Oh my God, to proactively challenge government, they're taking action in the courts. Ah, beloved, this, oh God, hallelujah, help us engaging in good trouble. There is so much going on in our land today, beloved, hallelujah, but the takeaway is that we can't afford to sit silently by. Our silence is complicitness. Ah, my God, hallelujah. Justice Jackson gives us powerful reminders, hallelujah. Her dissent highlights the critical concerns, beloved. Hallelujah. She challenges the court's retreat from robust judicial review, emphasizing that limiting nationwide remedies compromises equality, accountability, and the enduring promise of our Constitution. Oh, God has a word, beloved. He told it to Israel, and he tells it to us. Hallelujah. What silence are you being called to break? Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. In the God-inspired words of the prophet Amos, let justice roll, let righteousness rise. Let good trouble live on in you and me and in every soul that dares to say the kingdom of God is at hand. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. Hallelujah. And beloved, I'm about good trouble. and I'm going to wait on the Lord. And waiting on the Lord doesn't mean I get to sit on the beach with an umbrella in my drink. But waiting on the Lord means doing the work, knowing that he going to come through and he's going to make it right in his time. There's a time, hallelujah, for building up and tearing down. There's a time, amen, for necessary good trouble. This is Pastor Kim, hallelujah, and you are with me on WGXC. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're going to wait on the Lord, beloved. Hallelujah. Because he comes through every time. Yes, he does.
Too tall. There's not a problem so small that Jesus can't resolve. In time he'll get involved. It's our God, he cares about us. So wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord.
He'll renew.
He'll renew your faith. Wait on the Lord.
On the Lord.
I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus. I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus. That's right, amen. Ain't no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. How about that? How about that? Don't quit in the dip, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. He may not come when you want him, but he gets there in time. Are you with me? Amen. Well, beloved, it's about almost time for us to get up out of here. I hope you're going to do something that, you know, feeds your soul today. Hope that you're feeling a little better. Hallelujah, having been here with us. And that you come back next week, same time. God tarrying, coming a calling. Yes, I'll be here. God saying the same. Listen, on this morning at 10 a.m., I'm going to be ministering at the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson on Warren Street at 10 a.m. I look forward to being with my brothers and sisters at the First Presbyterian Church today. Shout out to all of you. And if you come through, say hey, all right? I'd love to see you. Remember, I'm here for the Tuesday afternoon show this week, Tuesday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. I come with the news and the views and the world news, local news, national news, with a black view and a black voice. Amen. So, hallelujah. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Amen. Going to have some good guests with us on Tuesday. And Senator Michelle Hinchy going to call in and, you know, talk about some things. Yeah. We've got a good lineup, some stuff going on here locally in the county. And we're going to have some people come in and talk about those things as well. Coming up on, shout out to all of you who did Summerfest yesterday in county as well. In Chatham, I know they had a wonderful time. And so there's some more good stuff coming around in the summertime. All right. I'll be here Tuesday afternoon with the Tuesday afternoon show with Pastor Kim at 4:02 p.m. And then on Thursday, guess what? There is a Good Trouble Lives On rally happening in Chatham, New York, at the gazebo right there at the intersections of 295 and Route 66. And 4 p.m., folks are going to be out there. Amen. And hallelujah, some dynamic speaking and energy, good vibes only. And you know, and God is going to be in the midst. And we're going to listen, and we're going to learn, and we're going to look, and we're going to lead. Amen. So I'm excited for all of the friends in Chatham and all those who are doing Good Trouble in honor and memory of the birth of Congressman John Lewis. How about that? Listen, if you want to leave any comments about our shows, you can call in at 518-622-2598. Good vibes, please. 518-622-2598. You have up to 3 minutes, and your comments might get played on the air. How about that? All right. So we're looking forward to, you know, feedback. And, hey, we do what we do, and we do it in a spirit of love for you. That's why we do what we do. I want to say happy birthday to all you July babies. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to all you July lovers. And yes, beloved, we're praying for you. We're praying for you if you're sick and you're shut in, if you are lost and lonely, if you're feeling confused and depressed and stressed, you're grieved and bereaved. My prayer for you is that no matter how dark the cloud may be, how gray your day, you will remember the sun is still there. He is still here. And the sun that he set in the sky is shining too. There's a bright side somewhere. You hold on. Don't quit in the dip. Hang on in there in Jesus' name. We're praying for you. If you want more information about Overcomer Ministries, how to connect or submit a prayer request, you can check out our website at www.omichurch.com. And thinking about you, praying for you. Keep your head up. Amen. And know that God loves you. Yes, he does. He gave his son. His son gave his life. What more could he do? Amen. To let us know how much he loves us. All right, beloved. All right. Well, it's time for me to get up out of here. Got one more song as we leave up out of here today. In a little while, Sister Cece Winans. In a little while, Jesus is coming back. See the signs of the times. Amen. I'm excited. Hallelujah. In a little while, I'll see you too. God bless you.